The announcement last month that the Sandy Lake Recreation Area would be closed stunned tribes from Wisconsin and Minnesota, especially since it was done without consulting tribal leaders. So Army Corps Acting Deputy Engineer Tom Crump reshuffled the budget and found a way to keep the area in north central Minnesota open. Crump says they realized the importance of remembering the black mark Sandy Lake left in 1850.
Very much so, yes. We're worked hard with the tribes and with Glyphwick to make the arrangements to get the monument put up in the first place, and would love to see it continue to get total access allowed to it. So, yes, it is very important.
Glyphwick, or Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission Director Jim Zorn, protested the closing immediately. He says he's happy the Corps found a solution.
There certainly was a reaction from the tribes that were involved in the memorial, as well as some of the individual tribal members and others who have participated in that memorial. It really reinforced the idea that the memorial is, in essence, owned by so many people, and there's so many people who are caretakers of it over the long haul.
In 1850, 5,000 people from 19 tribes of Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin were told to go to Sandy Lake to collect food and money as payment for ceding territory to the federal government. The payments did not come, and 400 people died of disease and starvation trying to return to their homes. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.